On the KSRO live line with us from the Sonoma County Health Department is Dr. Karen Holbrook, talking about an important, and I hope you won't be offended, doctor, kind of a creepy conversation about ticks.
I'm happy to be here, and no, I am not offended.
Okay, because this is something that you know, a lot of us deal with, because in Sonoma County, we love to be outside close to nature.
Absolutely. It is beautiful out, and we have a beautiful county, and I absolutely support and want people to get out and enjoy it.
And exercise and do all of those things that we do outdoors. But the problem is, of course, at this time of the year and into the fall, I guess, it's tick season, and the threat of Lyme disease is upon us.
That's correct. And so while people are out enjoying our beautiful outdoors, we should be aware of the risks of ticks and to take steps to prevent the bites, to watch out for tick bites, and to remove them if needed. We do have ticks that are active here in Sonoma County year-round. Right now, it's the nymphs, the subadult form, that are most active in the spring and early summer. The adults will be most active from the fall through the winter into early spring.
I think for most of us, doctor, it is not really the bite that disturbs us. It's the burrowing thing that they do afterward, and that makes it so difficult to get rid of them.
That's true. It's very inconsiderate of these animals to take a bite and burrow in and take a blood meal from us. So I agree, it's creepy, and I don't want it to happen. And if it does, we need to know how to get rid of the ticks and to prevent them from giving us any infectious.
Well, that may be the most important part of our conversation this morning, Dr. Holbrook. All right, so you do get a tick, or God forbid your pet gets a tick. You're walking with your dog, you get a tick, you find it when you get home. What do we do? How do we get them out?
So manually removing the tick with tweezers or forceps is best. And one should grab the tick with the forceps as close to the skin as possible and gently but continuously pull the tick straight upwards, perpendicular away from the skin. Don't twist, don't jerk while pulling. Just gently pull straight upwards.
Yeah, that's the creepy part for sure.
But,
you know, we've heard so many different things, though, that we've heard about burning them out. We've heard about, you know, using alcohol to help detach them, you know, from us or from our pets. Is there any credence to that, or just grab them with a pair of tweezers and pull it on out?
Yeah, those other things are based on the theory that the tick will stop breathing and then will pull out, and it's not based in fact. So those are not recommended. One shouldn't do that. Get the forceps, pull them out, and then afterwards sort of clean the area with your hands. And occasionally, this is also creepy, the tick will become detached and the mouth parts will stay embedded in the skin.
Oh.
That should be removed also, because it can cause irritation. And unfortunately, that's, you know, a more procedure, but, you know, remove the mouth parts if they're still there, like you would a sliver.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not only bad for your skin, but it is the stuff the nightmares are made of also. Okay, so our pets are a big, huge issue when it comes to ticks, because we like to take them everywhere, and we need to be sure when we come back from outdoors to really check them thoroughly, too. I mean, I have a black dog, and it's not very easy, you know, to find them straight away, but it is important, isn't it?
It is, and it just, again, one of the preventive things, or one thing that's helpful, I'm going to focus on humans for a second, is for people to wear light-colored clothing, and so you can spot ticks more easily. So back to the dogs, yes, you know, we should be checking our pets when they return from big walks in the park and elsewhere, and looking for ticks and trying to remove them. It's also helpful for folks, and that's generally pretty effective, to use the medicine, the monthly medicine that you can put on your pets to prevent tick bites. So that's and it needs to be done every month. So that's also really helpful to prevent tick bites to our and transmission of disease to our pets.
Yeah. Now, only if we only had one of those monthly little bites of something to take for ourselves to prevent the ticks from getting to us. Doctor, it's an important issue, and 'tis the season for it. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
That's Dr. Karen Holbrook from the Sonoma County Health Department talking about ticks in Sonoma County.